the great 16th century Spanish mystic and poet St. John of the Cross has his day of commemoration in the middle of this dark month of December. And that seems very right, for of all the saints, he is the one who seems most to have understood and dealt with our experience of darkness. He is the saint who gave us the phrase, the dark night of the soul. He encountered that darkness not only spiritually and psychologically, but actually, physically, and in the darkness of human evil when he was imprisoned in a dark dungeon by members of his own order. But he also wrote that beautiful poem, Although It Is the Night, in which he understood that even in that darkness he could see and draw from the hidden fountain of God's loving light. And indeed, he takes the language of love and intimacy and makes it a way of speaking of how the love of Christ comes to us. And some of these elements are drawn into my poem for him. So, John of the Cross. Deep in the dark, your brothers locked you up, but not so deep as your dear love could dive. There at the end of colour, sense and shape, the dark dead end that tells us we're alive, you sang aloud and found your absent lover, as light's true end comes with the end of light. In the rich midnight came the lovely other, you saw him plain, although it was the night. And now you call us all to hear that fountain singing and playing well before the dawn. The sun is still below this shadowed mountain. We wait in darkness for him to be born. Before he rises, light-winged with the lark, we'll meet with our beloved in the dark.